the same is the light of guidance and the ship of salvation.
IRIB English Radio in the month of Muharram presents today's special. Every day for 15 minutes.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Salamun Alaikum. This is today's special. Today is Tasua. Dear brothers and sisters, accept our condolences on the day of Tasua. This is today's special on Sunday, 9th of Muharram, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri Calendar, 16th of Mordad, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri Calendar, and the 7th of August, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian Calendar. Today is Tasua, commemoration day of a tragic incident.
And the cries of the children everywhere. And the cries of the children everywhere. Everyone's thirsty and in despair. Everyone's thirsty and in despair.
Although the incident of Muharram was not limited just to Tasua, many battles have been fought between the two armies days before. Tasua, the ninth day of Muharram, is an important day during which Abbas, Hussein's brother, who was sent to the Euphrates to bring water in, commemorated. Therefore, the Shia Muslims, especially in Iran and Iraq, perform mourning rituals during this day. On the ninth day of Muharram, Shimr entered Karbala by a letter written by Ubaidullah ibn Ziyad, in which Umar ibn Sa'd was requested either to show seriousness in contact with Imam al-Hussein, peace be upon him, or delegate the commandership of the army to Shimr. Umar Sa'd prevented delegating commandership of the army to Shimr and prepared to wage war against Imam al-Hussein, peace be upon him. Also on this day, Shimr sent a guarantee of safe conduct to Hazrat Abbas, peace be upon him, and other offspring of Ummul Banin, but Hazrat Abbas did not accept. Shia Muslims consider and attribute Tasua to Hazrat Abbas and enders it like the day of Ashura and mourn for the perfections of the Imam. Tasua and Ashura, 9th and 10th day of Muharram, are public holidays in Iran. Condolences on the month of Muharram and this day, Tasua. سید عباس رضویان.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحیم. السلام علیک یا ابا عبدالله حسین علیه السلام. Brothers and sisters, my sincerest condolences for the martyrdom of Imam Hussein علیه السلام. We were talking about the spiritual journey of Ziyarat Ashura, that the first station is the station of Bala, and that is the station that the Ahlul Bayt علیه السلام faced. That is the step that they took. 2, we talked about the station of Huzn and that thanking Allah at the end of Ziyarat Ashura for this raziyat, for this calamity, that we thank God for being sad for Imam Hussein alayhi salam, because it is ibadat, it is worship, it is tasbih, it is the glorification of God. Today we're going to talk about the third station, and that is the station of Silm and the station of Harb, meaning it is the station of peace and the station of conflict. The followers of Imam Hussein, they had to make a decision, and that is to join and to be at peace with Imam Hussein and to protect Imam Hussein, or to leave Imam Hussein alone. The decision that they made changed their future, changed their essence, and they became the followers of Imam Hussein. They became the companions of Imam Hussein. They were at conflict with the opposite side, which were those that became enemies with Imam Hussein, those that became enemies with the Ahlul Bayt, those that became enemies with God. Therefore, in this station, it is the station that we read, Inni Silmun Laman Salamakum, I am at peace with he who is at peace with you. Waharbun Laman Harabakum, I am at war with those who fought against you. So this is the station of Silm and Harb, meaning that we enter the camp of Imam Hussein now. Now that we understood Bala, now that we understood grief, now we take ourselves and we become Husseini with our lifestyle, with the virtues that Imam Hussein alayhi salam took dear to him. We become truly Husseini. This is a more difficult station. This means that we have to let go with whatever the enemies of Imam Hussein did, whatever virtues and deficiencies they had. We separate ourselves from those bad habits, from those bad examples, and that we change our life and that we enter the camp of Imam Hussein and we become more like him. Jabir ibn Abdullah Ansari was a companion of the Holy Prophet. And he was one of the people that the Holy Messenger of Allah said, send my salams to Muhammad al-Baghir, which is the fifth Imam. He lived a very long life and he saw Imam Muhammad al-Baghir, and he sent the salams and conveyed the salams of the Messenger of Allah to Imam Muhammad al-Baghir alayhi salam. He is also one of those that reaches the grave of Imam Hussein after he's martyred. And he is there with Atiyah. And what happens is that in the tradition we have, Jabir ibn Abdullah says, لَقَدْ شَارَكْنَاكُمْ فِي مَا دَخَلْتُمْ فِي. He says that we have participated in what you have entered. We have participated, we were at Ashura. Atiyah is surprised. He's saying, we didn't fight, we didn't unsheath our swords. How can we have participated in Karbala and we weren't even there? There Jabir ibn Abdullah says this tradition. فَقَالَ يَا عَطِيَّ سَمِعْتُ حَبِيبِي رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. He's a great companion of the Messenger of Allah. He says, يَقُولُ مَنْ أَحَبَّ قَوْمًا حُشِرَ مَأَهُمْ. Whoever loves a group of people with their hearts, they will be resurrected with them on the Day of Judgment. وَمَنْ أَحَبَّ عَمَلَ قَوْمٍ أُشْرِكَ فِي عَمَلِهِمْ. And if a person loves the actions of a group, he will participate and will have a share of that action. We wanted to be in Karbala. We couldn't be in Karbala. Therefore, we will be rewarded with the same reward of those that have participated in Karbala.
On the month of Muharram and the martyrdom anniversary of Imam Hussein alayhi salam and his family and companions, be with today's special. Every day from IRIB English Radio. People rise up and mourn, it is Ashura. See the struggle of Hussein in the Karbala. Taswa ritual.
in Iran, and Tazia, Passion Play. The religious rituals of this day in Iran are in the form of mourning carnivals, which are people wearing black and walking in alleyways and streets in long lines to mourn for Imam al-Hussein together. Each group belongs to a particular neighborhood, alley or mosque. They hold the alam, that is a sign, in front of each group, which is a symbol of Imam Hussein's army vanguards. Alam is a vast structure designed with colored feathers and lanterns which are moved by strong men. After the alam, two persons holding two flags, usually black or green, are moving, followed by the group of mourners rehearsing sad poems alongside the eulogist who signs the sad poems with a specific rhythm about Karbala incidents and Imam al-Hussein, peace be upon him. This is the simplest ritual of Tasua. Tazia or Passion Play is another form of these rituals, which is presented as a symbolic performance of the event of the martyrdom of Imam al-Hussein and his 72 companions.
أعظم الله أجورنا وأجوركم بموسى بنا بيب الأحرار سيد الشهداء أبي عبد الله الحسين وجعلنا من المنتظمين بمصابهم مع إمامهن منصورهن من آل محمد.
Tasua is the day of loyalty and resistance. The poignant occasion of Tasua, or the ninth of the mourning month of Muharram, is the anniversary of the day on which, in the year 61 AH, Imam al-Hussein, peace be upon him, asked for a day's respite prior to the heart-rending tragedy of Ashura. As a matter of fact, the grandson of Prophet Muhammad didn't ask for respite from death, but he gave respite to the Umayyad forces surrounding him and depriving him of water to ponder on their evil acts and return to Allah and Islam. Now we have a special feature on this day, which is associated in Iran and Iraq with the valiant standard bearer of Karbala, Hazrat Abul Fazl Abbas, peace be upon him, who bravely courted martyrdom on the day of Ashura while trying to bring water to the thirsty encampment of Imam al-Hussein, peace be upon him, but making sure that not a drop would touch his own parched lips, since the children in the camp were thirsty.
And now it is time for Abbas. He can no longer bear life after seeing how many of the companions and a member of the household of the family of the Prophet have given up their lives. He can no longer bear to live. He goes to his brother and he asks him. Abbas is asking him, "Can I go to the battlefield?" Imam tells him, "Oh my brother, you are my standard bearer. If you are to go, then I will have no army left with me." Imam says that if that is the case, then first go and bring some water for these children. Abbas alayhi salam tries to get some water for them, but they do not listen to him. So he decides to go and get it himself. He can no longer tolerate the situation. He mounts his horse, he takes the water bag. He gets to the banks of the river. He takes a handful of water, about to drink this water, but then he remembers the thirst of Imam Hussein. So instead, he fills his water bag with water, he rides his horse, he comes back towards the camp. They cannot stop him except for by ambushing him. One of them hides behind a tree, and then he strikes a blow to the right arm of Abbas, completely cutting it off. Abbas alayhi salam cries out, "By Allah, if you cut off my right hand, I shall not cease to defend my creed. And an imam who is true to his conviction, I will defend, a son of the trustworthy Prophet whom Allah did send." He goes on, somehow, despite his right hand being cut off, he continues his mission. They now are not content with just doing that. They ambush him again. They now strike off his left hand. He cries out, Ya nafsu la takhsha min al-kuffari. Oh my soul, do not fear the kuffar. Oh my soul, do not fear the disbelievers. Rejoice in the mercy of the Almighty, along with the Messenger, the Chosen One. And now there are a large number of men surrounding him. Arrows are falling on him like rain, piercing the water bag, putting a hole in the water bag. The water which he had strived so valiantly and courageously to get has now been spilled on the ground. An arrow pierces his chest. A man hits him with a pole on his head. He falls to the ground, knowing that the time has come. He shouts out, Alaykum minna salam, Ya Abu Abdullah. Peace be upon you, O Abu Abdullah. Imam Hussein alayhi salam rushes towards him. And he says, when he comes to him and sees what has happened to him, Alan, al-ana inkasara dhahri. وَقَلَّتْ حِيلَتِي. Now my backbone has been broken. I do not have any strategy left.
Condolences to all Muslims all around the world on the month of Muharram, when Imam Hussein alayhi salam was martyred in the land of Karbala. Dear friend, inshallah, we continue our discussion on the next episode of today's special. Until then, wassalamu alaikum. Allahumma ij'al mahyaya mahyaya Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad wa mamati mamata Muhammadin وآل محمد